Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you today from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa, in the Indian Hills area, working collaboratively with our producer, Mr. Justin Barker. And as we begin the program and as we start each of our episodes, we want to thank our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Today, I'm very pleased to be joined by two first-time guests. In studio, Meredith Trepa, who serves as the Chief Executive Officer, or CEO, of Boys and Girls Clubs of the Boys and Girls Club, excuse me, of Siouxland. She's joined by her colleague, the Resource Development Director for that same organization, Mr. Kevin Potterbaum. Meredith, Kevin, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
We're thrilled to have you with us, and thank you for taking time out of your very, very busy schedules to spend some time on a Saturday morning in studio with the Grow Siouxland team. And Meredith, I'd like to begin with you this morning since you're the boss. Each Saturday, we like to introduce our guests to the KSEJ listening audience, and we begin with learning about where you grew up.
Awesome. So I grew up in a town called Macomb, Michigan, in the Detroit area. Macomb, Michigan.
I'm familiar. Is that Wayne County?
That is Macomb County. Macomb. Just north of Wayne County, though.
Okay. I went to grad school in Ann Arbor.
Did you? Oh, a little school called University of Michigan?
Well, sort of. Not really. I went to Ave Maria, which is a law school there that was subsequently relocated to Florida, but spent 3 years of my life in Michigan, and a lovely area.
Very lovely.
And getting up to the northern part of the UP is spectacular.
Beautiful. One of the most beautiful places.
The northern part of the, not the upper peninsula, the lower is just gorgeous. Petoskey, Bayview, Charlevoix, as you kind of, Traverse City.
Oh, absolutely. Traverse City is a wonderful town. Have you been to Mackinac Island?
I have.
Beautiful place.
Yeah, lovely. Michigan's got a lot to boast about.
It sure does.
How did we get lucky enough to bring you all the way to Siouxland?
Nice. So I grew up in Macomb and went to school at Central Michigan, where I studied economics. And during that time, I was part of ROTC and was fortunate enough to be able to join the Army after college. They did pay for my schooling while I was there, and moved down to Texas and then did my service there. Bounced around the country a little bit after that, Texas, California, Arizona, and decided I wanted to get back to the Midwest, a little bit closer to family, and was able, fortunate enough to have a work transfer to come out here. So that's how I ended up in Siouxland about 6 years ago.
And what did you study at Central Michigan?
I studied economics.
Is that Pleasantville?
That is Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant.
Very
I was
good.
Close.
You're very close.
My memory is a little foggy. I call it a post-COVID fog. So Mount Pleasant, and what did you study there?
Economics.
An econ degree, and did you go straight into this line of work?
No, I didn't. So I was a military intelligence officer in the Army for about 6 years after I graduated, and opened a bagel shop in Texas after that. So had my own restaurant for a little while, and then jumped into the corporate world and worked for Nestle Waters out in California. Jumped over to Aramark Uniforms for a little while, and Aramark was what brought me here to Siouxland.
Wow, you have a fascinating background.
I've kind of done a lot of things.
And tell us a little bit about, thank you for your service in the armed forces. Tell us a little bit about some of those experiences and where you served.
Sure, absolutely. So I was stationed at Fort Bliss, Texas, out in El Paso, so West Texas, beautiful area. I've kind of fell in love with the desert and warm weather down there, which I do miss sometimes in the winter. Again, served as a military intelligence officer. I did two tours to Iraq during my time there as well, with 1st Cavalry Division and 1st Armored Division. Then kind of decided I was ready for a break and tried my hand at bagel making.
So this is going to be a long shot, but last year our chamber dinner keynote was Melissa Stockwell, who was a 1st Cav in Iraq.
Oh, okay.
And she lost a leg. She's the first female to lose a limb in an active combat theater, and went on to become a 3-time world champion in the paratriathlon.
It's amazing.
And I will send you a summary of her presentation, which we're really proud of, for the chamber dinner.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Speaking of, the chamber dinner's around the corner, folks. Thursday, September 22nd, the keynote presentation will be delivered by former director of the CIA and the 70th Secretary of State of the United States, Mr. Mike Pompeo. And if you haven't gotten your tickets, please call us at 712-255-7903, or you can visit us online at the Chamber website and order your tickets, reserve your tickets right then and there. And they're going fast. This speaker has really drawn a lot of interest. You're listening to Grow Siouxland, where our guests today are Meredith Trepa, the CEO of Boys and Girls Club of Siouxland, her colleague, Kevin Pottebaum, who serves as our resource development director. And Kevin, before we get to you, I want to once again thank Meredith for her service and especially for two tours overseas in Iraq during the war on terror. We're very, very grateful for the commitment that you have made. And Kevin, we know you're a local guy. Tell us about growing up right here in Siouxland.
Yep, born and raised in Sioux City, lived in the Morningside area of town. After high school, stayed in the Morningside area.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to East.
Okay.
I went to
you
East.
You and Justin Barker.
Yep.
There's a lot of Black Raiders in the studio today.
But then I went to Morningside, so a little bit different route. went to Morningside.
Were you a Chief or a Mustang?
I was a Mustang. Okay. I was in that time frame. But then
you had to be pretty close.
I was a few years behind. I think it was about 98 when that changed. I graduated high school in 06.
Ooh, I didn't think it was that long ago.
Yeah,
I must be getting old.
it comes up on you. It's kind of crazy.
And what did you study at Morningside?
Mass communications.
Okay.
After I graduated.
You know, your boss is looking at you right now trying to figure out how solid your mass communications background is as you perform this in-studio radio interview. She got her pen out and a pad of paper and started taking notes.
Well, I can talk. My parents will adhere to that. But
so Dave Madsen, one of your professors?
No, he was a colleague. I actually worked at Morningside for several years.
But he was not one of your instructors when you were studying.
No, he came on right as I was graduating. So there was very slight crossover. I never had him for any of the classes. After graduating Morningside, I did move out of the Siouxland area for a total of 10 months. Just you miss it, you got to come back, right? They reel us back in.
Took me a little bit longer than 10 months, but I came back as well.
Yeah, but for me, I was actually a sports writer and sports editor up for the Mitchell Daily Republic in Mitchell, South Dakota, so not terribly far. What ended up bringing me back was my high school sweetheart. We were engaged, we were set to be married, and she had just graduated from Briarcliff, just to show I don't have that much allegiance. Again,
it's a house divided.
I was in East Morningside. She was Helan Briarcliff. So, yeah, we love to hate each other. It was actually the night before our wedding, she got offered a teaching job in Sioux City. So that was going to bring us back home. It became very awkward when my boss at the time from Mitchell learned about this, as her dad announced it to the entire wedding party of everybody at our ceremony, at the reception. And I was like, I have not had an opportunity to put in my 2-week notice quite yet.
You literally go from a prenuptial dinner to a wedding. And when are you supposed to talk to your boss?
Exactly. And one, again, being a sports writer, we got married during football season. So I had missed Friday night football game where that's when I found out was Friday night. And I was like, I am not going to call or text him right now. He's got plenty of other stuff going on. I'll wait off. So fortunately, when I came back to Sioux City, I then got a job at Morningside in their marketing and public relations department. Worked there up until the family started. And then I bounced around a little bit. I worked at Briarcliff for a couple years as their sports information director. When I realized that working every weekend and most nights didn't work with having small children, I moved over to the ISU Extension and Outreach Office, and then I've recently come over to the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Wonderful. And tell us about your family.
Yep. So my wife, Mandy, maiden name Stanek. Stanek's a big Catholic name. Pottebaum's and Stanek's. At some point, we're gonna connect. We have three beautiful children. Connor and Eloise are our twins, and then Nolan was the tiebreaker. He came a couple years after the fact to kind of give us guys the edge in the household once again. So that was.
And how old are your children?
Connor and Eloise are 4, and then Nolan is 2. So we are a busy household, and then just. it, you know, we hadn't had a little baby run around for a while. We weren't crazy quite enough, so we recently got a puppy as well. We have Rex, our little corgi, just to, again, add to the guys. We're really outnumbering the girls in the household right now. It's pretty good.
Right. A house divided that's in total chaos.
Yeah.
And your father has been involved in public service, a former police officer, also a veteran of our armed forces. Thank him for his service and tell us a little bit about your dad.
Oh, yeah. So growing up, Marty is my old man. You know, as you mentioned, he was on the city council. He was on the Woodbury County Supervisors. And I would say he's probably a big reason why I'm in the work I am now. Just giving back to the community and that philanthropic attitude that I always saw. I mean, growing up, he always instilled in me helping others and volunteering my time. You know, I think of how many times we volunteered with Rivercade or with all these other different events. We're still part of the Crew de Charlie Sue that helps put on the Mardi Gras parade. And
with our sister city.
Yep. And so, and you know, that one I always give him a little bit of grief for. He always wanted to, hey, you know, volunteer your time and your energy. And I'm like, you just want to go down and party. But more power to him. We absolutely love going down to the sister city, Lake Charles, during Mardi Gras. And it's an absolute blast. And it's actually a really family-friendly environment down there for them. It's not the New Orleans Mardi Gras that everybody thinks
right.
about. It's Lake Charles. It's very family-friendly and just an absolute blast.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest representing the Boys and Girls Club of Siouxland, the CEO, Meredith Trepa, and the Resource Development Director, Kevin Potterbaum. And after a short commercial break, we're going to continue our conversation with these two executives and learn more about some of the things that they're focused on at our Boys and Girls Club of Siouxland. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Nate Connolly, Bo Bronger, Aaron Hoekstra, Colonel Craig, or Chris Bogan-Reef. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday with the Powell Broadcasting radio station family. Our guest today on Grow Siouxland, Meredith Trepa, the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Siouxland. Working in the same organization is Mr. Kevin Potterbaum, who serves as their Resource Development Director. And Kevin, I'm going to begin with you. I know what the CEO does. Is the Resource Development Director a fancy title for the Lead Development and Fundraising Director?
Pretty much, yeah. We just like got to fancy it up a little bit. But yeah, I mean, it's obviously fundraising is a big part, but also just finding other resources that we can utilize, getting our name, doing some marketing pieces. One of my big things is just getting us out in the community. You know, whether it's, you can find us at the pop-up parks that Parks and Rec puts on. We try to make an appearance at times. You know, we've been out to a couple Sioux City Explorer games where our kids have had an opportunity to run out with the players as part of their, I'm trying to remember what the baseball buddies, that's what they call theirs. You know, going out to Musketeer games. Just, we want to show that we're a part of this community and we're, you know, joining in on those and they're also just fun to be at. I mean, I recommend everyone go out to those games.
Well, and thank you for your service to a very important organization in our community. How long have you been serving in the Resource Development Director role?
So I just started this year in April, so I'm pretty new and fresh to it, but having a lot of fun, making a lot of connections, just getting to meet a lot of our supporters and really appreciative of that opportunity.
And Meredith, how long have you been serving as the CEO?
About 6 months now, so we're both very fresh.
Okay, but you do have ties to some of the previous leadership. I know Roger Friesen led that organization for decades, and he's a neighbor, correct?
He is. He is my neighbor. Eldon Benson, who was my predecessor as well, still an active member of our organization. His kids still come to the club, and Roger's been by a few times, and it's really great to see that you know, previous leadership is still invested even long after they're gone.
Did you tell Roger he looks like James Taylor?
I'll let you do that.
I always thought that growing up. I went to school with Roger's kids. Mm-hmm. His oldest, Kevin, was a classmate of mine. So a shout out to Kevin and his lovely bride, Kim, who spent a number of years working at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. So a delightful family. And Meredith, tell us a little bit about what's taking place at the Boys and Girls Club of Siouxland today, what your priorities are as the chief executive.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, our mission's to inspire and enable all young people, especially the ones who need us most, to reach their potential as productive, caring, and responsible citizens. We're in a really unique position right now where we're expanding. We have a brand new facility opening next door to our current building at the end of August. So we are so close, and that's been so many years in the making. And the vision started even long before I was with the organization. But that facility is going to serve as our teen center, which will be a really unique opportunity in town. There won't be anything like it. Teens really are a special breed, and they need their own unique space. And it's going to be a great opportunity to focus on some of our programs like career exploration, workforce development. We have a big arts program in there, including a recording studio, music room. We've got a service club that meets in there as well. A lot of social spaces, their own wellness room. So it's going to be a great space for teens in the community. And we're really trying to get the word out about it so we can get folks enrolled. We're enrolling now for the fall programming after school. And it's an exciting time to be part of the club. And we welcome everybody into the club at very, very low cost.
And so for those who are listening and may have an interest in becoming engaged in the programming, young boys and girls throughout our Siouxland community, where should we direct them to learn more about this organization?
Absolutely. So we encourage everybody to come by. I'd love to take people on a tour. We've got information up on our Facebook page. Get in touch with Kevin or I directly or one of our program directors. We would love to take you through what we've got going on. And, you know, our teen center is actually going to be for ages 12 to 18. And we still have programming, obviously, for our younger population starting at age 7. So tons of things going on and really helpful for families, especially who are working families who need that support with after school care.
So, Kevin, your colleague, Meredith, teed this up perfectly for you, talking about the new teen center. What kind of resources does that facility require, and how can our community help?
A lot of dollars, but, you know, we're constantly looking for even things as simple as, you know, board games that the kids can play. We're getting all new video game systems, so any help as far as if there's some games that people have played and they're sick of, we would gladly take them and make sure we have those available for our club members. But again, there's a lot of different other program areas that we're interested in expanding. If there are people in the area that have interest that they would like to, you know, we're looking into having some robotics programs. A lot of that, our staff may not have the expertise of even knowing what the best things are for that. So we always welcome people to come in, teach us a little bit about a different program that we might be able to then teach onto our kids. You know, the recording studio, again, we're kind of more novices on not knowing what exactly we need for it. So a lot of times information from folks, if they are an expert, if they have expertise, we'd love to hear it. And then obviously, as I mentioned, a lot of it is just funding opportunities. You know, businesses have opportunities where they can have sponsorships, where they're getting exposure, and any of the dollars that we would get from those go directly to helping the programming for the youth.
And Kevin, is there a telephone number that we can direct the listening audience to get in direct contact with you if they're interested in donating items or dollars?
Yeah, of course. And actually, I know I like to make it as easy as I can for everybody. So I just give them my cell number. That way you can call or text. That would be 712-899-7387. I'll go through that one more time. 712-899-7387, and that is a cell number, so you can call or text. Otherwise, my email is super simple as well. It's just kevin@bgcsiouxland.org. So those are a couple of ways that you can get a hold of us. I mean, you can send us messages on Facebook. You can just stop down to the club. And again, as Meredith had said, we'd love to take people for a tour. Let them see. You know, a lot of times people hear something, they think it's great. Well, we want you to actually be able to walk through, see our vision, and allow people to see the progress that we're making. We're really excited about this teen center. We really think it's going to do a lot of good, not just for our club members, but I think it benefits the entire community to have these types of options for families. And we're really excited about that.
Meredith, you talked about something that is top of mind for every executive in our Siouxland community, and that's workforce development. We're in a national labor crisis. Everyone is looking for more employees. And you mentioned workforce development. I think that parallels your investment in young people to make sure they're prepared for the workforce as they grow older. Tell us about your initiatives.
Absolutely. Especially with teens, our goal is to make sure they are on track to graduate and that they have a plan for their future, whether that's tech school, a four-year college, entering the workforce directly. So we're really working to expose our teens to a lot of different career paths. And we would welcome, you know, we'd like to take them to different places around town, show them behind the scenes, careers you never would have, you know, we're all involved in careers we probably never would have thought we would be in when we were younger. And life takes you on many different journeys. So getting teens exposed to all the different things that are out there and all the different opportunities is something we're really interested in. So we've got some specific programs that we do run within the club, but we would love to partner with businesses in the community to help us kind of expand that reach and get kids looking at other career potential down the line.
And a few of our programs even have opportunities where if there are some people that their business has entry-level opportunities, a lot of times we will kind of coincide and get our actual teens while they're still, you know, 17 or 18 years old working part-time at some of these places. So we're always looking for those types of opportunities.
And Meredith, as we wrap up, we're going to give you the final word this morning. Anything that you would like our community to know about the important work that you and Kevin are performing at the Boys and Girls Club of Siouxland?
Absolutely. You know, we are here for every family. We are working hard to expand our transportation network so we can get more kids to the club. We have more capacity, but I would really like to thank the community for their continued support since 1968, since we've been around. And it's been really critical for us to continue enabling this mission. So thank you very much to the Siouxland community and to your listeners, our supporters, to the chamber that help us get the word out and get people involved and understanding of what we're doing.
And a sincere thanks to our guests today representing the Boys and Girls Club of Siouxland, their CEO, Meredith Trepa, and their Resource Development Director, Kevin Potterbaum. If you're interested in donating items or dollars to the Boys and Girls Club of Siouxland, Kevin can be reached at 712-899-7387 or emailed at kevin@bgcsiouxland.org. Thanks for listening. Go out and make it a great day. We'll be back next Saturday morning.